Many consider the U.S. trials to be the best track meet in the world outside of the Olympics and the World Championships. Certainly, U.S. track officials hope the event lives up to its reputation as a way to soften the impact of the biggest doping scandal in the sport's history. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
We'll go ahead and get started. Thanks, everyone, for coming to today's press conference with four of the world's best shot putters, in fact, the world's top four shot putters. I'd like to welcome you. I'm Jill Geer, Director of Communications with USA Track and Field.
In a perfect world, or at least one in which athletes aren't suspected of taking illegal performance-enhancing drugs, yesterday's press conference in Sacramento would have focused solely on the Olympic hopes of four burly American shot putters. But track and field's world has been far from perfect since the Balco doping scandal bubbled up last year, implicating some of the sport's biggest stars. Marion Jones is under investigation. Six others expected to run in Sacramento, including 100-meter world record holder Tim Montgomery, have either been charged with doping violations by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency or have allegedly tested positive for banned substances. That makes seven athletes under a cloud, a fraction of the more than 1,000 competitors at the trials. But those seven, says shot putter Adam Nelson, are having a big impact.
Like someone said today, do you think that this is casting doubts and suspicion all over the rest of the athletes? And it certainly is, and it's extremely frustrating as an athlete that goes out there on a daily basis, busting his ass, to work hard and do it the right way with my own God-given ability.
How do you deal with it?
Well, you don't dwell on it. You can't dwell on it. If you dwell on it, it's going to eat you up from the inside out.
But many are dwelling on it, because for track and field, a sport long associated with drug problems, this doping scandal is unprecedented.
On account of the involvement of federal prosecutors, we have got a legal battle shaping up that is just more intense than ever.
University of Texas professor John Hoberman has studied and written about drug use in sports for many years. He says in the past, track and field athletes facing doping charges often had success hiring lawyers and beating the charges. Cases like the one involving British runner Diane Modall spooked sports officials, Hoberman says. Modall helped bankrupt the British Track Association by filing suit in the 1990s. But with the current U.S. scandal, Hoberman believes the aggressive prosecution by federal officials and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency represents a sort of payback.
I don't mean payback in the sense of blind vengeance. What I'm talking about is what must undoubtedly be the sense of satisfaction among the enforcement officials who are no longer having to stand there impotent as attorneys, lawyers run rings around them.
Those enforcement officials, says Hoberman, are using a lower burden of proof in the doping cases, no longer requiring a positive drug test to prove guilt. This worries lawyers for the track and field athletes who've been charged. Hoberman acknowledges prosecutors have to be careful when relying on circumstantial evidence. Against this legal backdrop, the six athletes facing charges and positive drug tests will compete in Sacramento and try to qualify for the Athens Games. The rules say the athletes can't be prevented from competing before they've been suspended or had a hearing. If any or all of them make the team but then are suspended, the U.S. will be allowed to make substitutions even after the Olympics have started. Certainly, it's not the kind of Olympic trials any sport would like to have, but it's the kind of trials any other sport could have, according to István Gyuláj, head of the International Federation for Track and Field, also known as Athletics.
We do not believe that this is a general symptom of athletics. There are a number of cheaters, as in every other area of life.
It hasn't been proved that any of the athletes charged were, in fact, cheating. For USA Track and Field, however, suspicion alone is creating anxiety. Last week on the phone, a Federation official answered the question, "How are you doing?" with the sarcastic comment, "Living the dream." "Whose?" I asked. Without hesitation, the person answered, "Edgar Allan Poe's." Tom Goldman, NPR News.